If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. We won't look at this because Paul's talking to the Romans. He's dealing with faith and justification. Amen? And he begins to illustrate this through Father Abraham, who the Bible says believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Amen. Ain't you glad it's just a faith believing in the Lord? Amen. And he puts it on our account that we believe. Do you believe tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe there's a God of glory, a God supreme? Do you believe there's a Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father who died for our sins and rose again?
Amen.
Amen. If you believe that tonight, you've accepted that, and you've asked the Lord to forgive your sins, come to Lord, then it's been put on your account. Amen. Justified, just as if you had never sinned. Amen. But we know we have. The Bible says we sin comes short daily. Amen. And the wages of that sin is death. Amen. But praise God, God said we don't have to draw that wage. He said we can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. That means we can have eternal salvation, eternal security, praise God, from that penalty of death. Amen. That right there is enough to make you shout. Amen. That right there is enough to make you shout, praise God. But I want to begin reading tonight, having said that, at verse 13. And the Bible says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither did the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now notice verse 21. He said, being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone, but it was imputed to him. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. I want to preach just a little while this evening. I'll try not to be long. Just give you what God's given me on this salt out of verse 21. Fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Amen. You know who's able to say that? You know who was able to write to the Romans and give them this a good word from God? It was old Paul. And there's none, I don't think, that was more persuaded in what God could do than old Paul. I tell you, Paul's my hero. Amen. When God got a hold of him on the road to Damascus, he had a lot of education. He knew a lot of things. Amen. He knew the law. He knew the traditions. He knew everything there was to know about being a good Jew. Amen. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews, the tribe of Benjamin. Amen. He had it all going for him. But I want to say, praise God, just like me and you, on a day, praise God, on a sunshiny day, on the road to Damascus, God got a hold of Saul's heart. Amen. He began to work a work in him, and he began to see things God's way when he began to see. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, when you begin to see, amen, I mean really truly see, you begin to see things in a different light. I don't see things the way I used to see them. When I begin to see God and see godliness, I see things in a little different perspective today than what I used to see. Things that used to be really exciting to me, things that used to seem to be like they had a lot of precedence in my life, praise God, they're not very important no more. Because Jesus moved into my heart. He lighted that road. Hey, praise God, Jesus illuminated my mind. He moved into my heart and praise God and took up His abode. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God lives there now and He helps me, praise God, all the way. Amen. Every day of my life, praise God, I thank God for the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. I thank God that He comes along and He shows me where I need to be. Therefore, praise God, because I know that, I can feel the presence. Amen. He's done kicked off His shoes and just made an abode in my heart. Amen. And because I know that, praise God, I'm like over a Paul. I'm fully persuaded that I have a help. Amen. What about you tonight? Are you fully persuaded that you got some help? Amen. Now the Bible says old Father Abraham stepped out of faith and he was trusting God. It wasn't of the law. You know, the law was just our school teacher to show us that we couldn't live and do right. You know, we struggle and we try our best. The world is trying their best, trying to do right. Amen? But they falling short. I mean, they coming up way short. But praise be to God. God, through His righteousness, through grace, through faith, praise God, saves us from our sins. Amen? It helps us to be that that's pleasing to a holy God. He comes alongside us, praise God. When nobody else will. Now the government ain't going to do that. Uncle Sam ain't going to do that. Nobody around, praise God, is going to do that. I mean, Mom and Daddy try to do it. They try to encourage us in the right way. They try to show us the right things to do. They try to show us the right things to say. But praise God, I thank God, the Holy Ghost of God, and He moves into your heart. He begins to convict you and show you what's right. Amen. See, it don't matter what the world says right. It matters what God says right. Amen. Amen. So we just got to learn to listen to God. Hey, I've never had God let me down. Amen. I've been in this thing pretty good while now. Amen. Now, I ain't always done exactly what I should. I'll just be honest. But praise God, since I sold out to God, and I've been trying to do right, praise God, according to His will. Amen. He's never, Brother Charles, showed me wrong. Amen. He's never led me in the wrong direction. He's never said, oops, I'm sorry, you better not go that way. He never has. Amen. Now, I've tried to slip off that way a time or two. Amen. This old flesh, it'll lead you into some peculiar places. Hey, if you let it now, I'm just being honest. This old flesh will lead you into peculiar places, praise God, if you'll let it. Amen. But I tell you tonight, praise God, if you got the Holy Ghost of God in your heart, you've been justified by the precious blood of Jesus, there's something different about you, and there's going to be that beeper, a backup alarm is going to go off, and He's going to say, oh, wait a minute, that's the wrong way. Amen. Holy Ghost God's going to refocus you. Amen. And yet, now you youngins, listen to me now. When you get out there and the Holy Ghost of God begins to deal your heart, just because these other folks, praise God, trying to pull you along in some way you know you ain't supposed to go, and the Holy Ghost of God begins to show you that's the wrong way. Amen. You just kick out from them. You say, hold on a minute, fellas. I ain't going that way. Amen. So today something tells me that ain't right. Amen. And you just sit back. I tell you what, you want to feel good down in your soul. Amen. Holy Ghost God gets to deal your heart. You just say, hey, listen, devil, I ain't going that way. Amen. You tell your old flesh, hey, flesh, you ain't having that. Amen. I tell you what, you the old flesh, it won't like it. It'll puff up on you. You may blow up inside like a big blowfish. Feel like you're flushed. They feel like you've done been let down. But I tell you what, praise God, when you get to realize that was the Holy Ghost of God and you went the way that God had you to go, amen, I tell you, there's something bubbling up down your soul. And you'll be encouraged like you've never been encouraged before. I'm talking about when we're fully persuaded that God's in the midst. Amen. When God begins to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. And He does it in such a marvelous fashion. Amen. But the Bible says here that, oh, Abraham, he followed God. And it wasn't about the law, but said it was about the grace of God and faith. It was about his faith. I wonder where our faith's at tonight. Sometimes I think we pull our faith off the side of the road and we park somewhere. And we get out and we leave it. Amen? Sometimes I think the way we act like we've just abandoned our faith, like an old car on the side of the road, and we take off on foot. That'd be a whole lot easier just stay in that car and just ride along. Amen? But what we'll do, we'll abandon our faith. What is faith? It's what we know about God. And what we know about what He wants to do for us. Amen. See, if I'm fully persuaded that God wants to do, hey, He wants to give me some promises. Just like He wanted to give Father Abraham some promises. And see, old Father Abraham, the Bible said he couldn't see them. He seen them afar off. But he was persuaded of those promises. And because he was persuaded of the promises, the Bible said he never looked back. Amen? See, what happens to us too many times, we begin to look back. Amen. But if we're fully persuaded, praise God, that there's better things ahead, why do we go back? Jesus asked Peter and the fellows, he said, hey, will you go back also? And Peter said, Lord, what do we got to go back to? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. If God and the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, has got the words of eternal life, it's life forever, what do we got to go back to? Praise God, it ought to be press on, praise God. Amen. For the glory of God. Fully persuaded that there's better things ahead. Amen. Why would we want to go back to those beggarly things of the world? That's what they are. I tell you what, the drugs and the alcohol and the sex and all this other stuff the world's got, those are beggarly elements. Amen. Oh, they make you feel good for a few minutes. But where do they leave you when the feeling's gone? Amen. Leave you in the bottom of a gutter somewhere. Your life destroyed. Your life in shambles. Your life a mess. Amen. You got to try to go back and pick up the pieces. See, there's better things for a child of God if we're fully persuaded. Amen. But we need to be fully persuaded. Said he staggered. Verse 3 said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So what he says is, oh, Abraham, say, praise God, he didn't stagger, praise God, in unbelief. He didn't get out of his faith car and leave it sitting on the side of the road. He stayed in the car. He just scooted over and said, Lord, you drive. Amen. Amen. He just said, hey, listen, this thing ain't going the way I think it needs to go, but so, Lord, I'm just going to scoot over here and praise God, let you drive this thing. Amen. And he just said, glory to God, I can see, he just scooted over on the other side. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. Abraham didn't even know what a car was. Amen. Amen. This is my story. Let me tell it. But I just see, oh, Abraham, he scooted over, praise God, and he said, hey, glory to God, I'm going somewhere now. Amen. Amen. I don't even have to think about it. All I got to do is just stay on God's side and believe in faith. Amen. God's taking me on a journey, praise God. And he said it's going to be good when I get there. Amen. I'm talking about fully persuasion. Amen. Full persuasion. The promise. Said he was able. Who? God. God was able to perform that he promised. What God promised you? He promised me salvation full and free. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, all you got to do is take up your cross daily and follow me. Amen. So you know what I do? Praise God, I get up every day because I told you, Psalms 118, that 24 said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So I get up every day now with a new attitude. Amen, this is going to be a good day. Amen. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You say, now what happens when the hard time comes? Praise God, I just shout anyway. Praise the Lord. I just give God the glory. That's what Abraham did. When all the trials, when everything come at him, praise God, he just shouted the glory. He just praised God. Amen. He just gave God the glory. He said, therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. So he was fully persuaded. He said, being fully persuaded that that what he had promised he was able also to perform. He said he was fully persuaded of it. And because he had the persuasion. Now it wasn't just some outward persuasion. Could maybe or might be. But Abraham had it in his heart. Paul had it in his heart. Amen. He said, old brother Peter had it in his heart. That God was going to do that, praise God, that he promised he'd do. Fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded? Amen. Well, you say, well, preacher, maybe a little bit. Maybe just a little. Amen. I know God can. Hey, God created the whole universe. You think he can't take care of me and you? He knows every hair on your head. Got them numbered. Amen. Knows every sparrow when it falls out of the sky. Amen. That's God. That's the God I'm talking about. He cares about us. And praise God, when a little sparrow falls out of the sky, he cares about it. How much more do you think he cares about you? Amen. He feeds those little birds every day. They need to reap or sow. Amen. Sow nor reap or have barns for store. But yet he feeds them, takes care of them every day. Amen. That's God. Hey, they get up every morning just chirping away, buddy. Happy and content. Amen. We are too. Praise God. God does the same thing for me and you every day. Amen. He does the same thing for me and you every day of our life. And he says, he imputed this to him. He does the same thing to me and you. He imputes his goodness to us, his blessings every day. Because we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He said, because that said it's put on your account too. Amen. Youngs, we've got something to shout about tonight. Amen. If we're fully persuaded tonight who God is and what he wants to do for us, amen, we ought to, every one of us, be taking a running fit. Amen. Just praising God for his goodness and his mercy. But you know why we don't? We tend to forget to remember who God is. We tend to forget to remember what he does for us. Amen. Look over in Isaiah chapter 46. Let me just show you something right quickly. Isaiah chapter 46. The Bible says this in verse 8. It says, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. He says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. Everybody in the world's running around chasing after something to make them feel good and to help them out. God says, hey, you look in the wrong place. He says, I'm the only one that can do that. Amen. He says, I'm the only one that's got what you need that'll satisfy your soul. Amen. God says, that's me. He says, I am God, and there is none like me. Amen. Where's your joy and your hope at? Where's your persuasion at tonight? It ought to be in God. Because he said, I'm the only one that can give it to you. He said, there's none like me. Amen. Have you figured out there's none like God? I mean, he's real. Amen. Listen, you may be here tonight and you don't know how real God is. Praise God, we've seen God up close. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you've never seen God. Hey, I've seen him in action. Amen. We've seen him touch souls. We've seen him touch bodies. We've seen him change lives. We've seen him touch families, praise God. We've seen him save souls. Amen. We've seen God at work right here in this place. Bless his holy name. I remember. He said, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That's God. God says, praise God, what I say I'll do, and God's immutable. He can't lie. Amen. God cannot lie. If God makes you promises that he'll help you, he'll watch over you, he'll take care of you, he'll feed you, he'll nurture you, he'll take you all the way to glory, praise God, he can't lie. So he will do that if you'll let him. God's a gentleman. He won't force Himself on you. Amen. But if you'll just say, "Here, Lord, I am." James chapter 4, what did he say? He said, if we submit ourselves to God. You know what that submission is? That's doing just exactly that. That's just saying, "Lord, I'm yours. I'm nothing within myself. I can't take care of myself. I can't feed myself. I can't control myself." Amen. "I can't control my mouth, my brain, my actions. I can't do none of that, Lord. I need you to do all that for me." Amen. He said, if we just submit ourselves to God, just turn ourselves over, say, "Lord, I can't do it no more." You know that's what God's waiting on us to do? That's what God's waiting on us to do tonight. Just submit ourselves to Him and say, "Lord, I'm tired of floundering around like a fish out of water. I need some help." Amen. "Please help me. Forgive me my old sinful self and my old prideful ways and save my soul and help me." Amen. Just submit ourselves to Him. And then He said, then we put up a little resistance. When the old devil comes along, He said, we just resist Him. We don't go the way He wants us to go. And the Bible says He flees from us. He gets the trail. Amen. Because he ain't having no luck there. Old devil won't hang around where he don't have no luck. But you know what it is? Most times we're easy targets. He comes along, He says, "Hey, buddy," and you're like, "Yeah. What do you want?" Huh? We do. Hey, devil. What you doing? Yeah, I see you. He gets our attention in a hurry. I wonder why God can't get our attention that quick. Huh? And God's got everything good. But we'll shun Him and we'll push Him away. And He said, I've got the counsel that you need. He said, I've got the guidance and leadership that you need. He said, I've got the control that you need. Amen. But we'll jump on board. We'll jump in the car with the old devil that quick. And God's standing there begging us to come go with Him. Amen. Now, I mean, that's pretty simple, but that's right. He said, I'm declaring the end. He said, my counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. Now look at the last part of verse 11. He said, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Now that's a lot of God saying, hey, look, I'm going to take care of it. I mean, that's right there four times. He said, I have spoken it. I will bring it to pass. I have purposed it. Amen. I wonder what God's got purposed for us. Well, I got thinking about that last night after in the study. I thought, what's God got purposed for me? Amen. What's His purpose for me? Glory to God. He said, I've spoken it. And He said, I've purposed it. Amen. I wonder, praise God, I'd just like to be part of the purpose, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd like to get in there and just see what God... I like to just get in there and say, Lord, hey, I just want to see what You can do with me. Amen. I do. I want to see it. Lord, I want to see what You can do with me. Amen. I want You to take me, Lord, I just all the way. Just Lord, just whatever You got. I want it. I want You to be all in all. Make me all in all what I can be for You. He said, I have purpose. He said, I will also do it. Amen. Because I'll do what needs to be done. So I've got a purpose for you. And I'll fulfill that purpose. Amen. What's your purpose tonight? You got a purpose. Praise God. If we just be part of that partaker in that purpose. Amen. And God, hey, God's plenty strong enough to do it. Isaiah 59 verse 1. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Amen. Hey, God says, hey, listen, there's nothing weak about Him. He's nothing. He ain't going hard to hear it. Amen. But praise God, He's still God Almighty sitting on the throne of grace, praise God, to help every one of us. He has that help for us today, praise God, that we need today. It's through Christ Jesus our Lord. I know what you're saying. I know what the world's saying. I know what everybody around's saying. Praise God. We'll say, preacher, you just don't know where we're at. Amen. You don't know what we're going through. You don't know the trials and the tribulations that we're having to face. Yeah, I do. Amen. We all go through them. Amen. We all have to fight the devil and the demons of hell every day. Amen. We fight the devil by the acre, praise God, trying to keep ground. Amen. We all do it. But praise God, listen, I want to tell you tonight, we got it. That's why it's important that we stay together in a unity as a body of believers and keep praying for one another, uplifting one another, encouraging one another, and stay with God. Amen. Even so, the more as you see the day approaching. Because old devil, he knows his days is numbered. He's about out of time. Amen. So he's a fighting a sword. Oh yeah, I know what he's up against. I know what we're up against. I know what we're having to face. I know what our children are up against, bless their hearts, in these schools. I know the liberal world that they're living in. I know what we're facing. But guess what? God does too. God knows everything that we're up against, praise God, and he's big enough to overcome it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah tonight. I'm glad God's an almighty God. And I'm glad, praise God, tonight that I'm on his side. But I'm even more sure tonight that he's on my side. He said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. Said he'd be there closer than a brother. Bless his holy name. Yeah, I know what you're going through. We're all going through it. But look what he says over in 1 Peter chapter 4. He talks about the things that we all go through some kind of trial about every day. Amen? We got people that we have to deal with, people we have to contend with, the devil we have to fight, and most of all, this flesh that we live in. That gives us a fit. But God's on our side. In 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse 12, the Bible says, Beloved, and he's talking to me and you, the beloved of God. He said, Beloved, he think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Amen? He said, It ain't nothing strange. Amen? People's been going through fiery trials and tribulations and temptation throughout the ages. Ever since the fall, amen. Ever since they were tempted in the garden. He said, don't think it's some strange things. But look what he says, verse 13. He says, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. You know why we have such a struggle in our life? You know why we have such a struggle with the trials and tribulations that we go through every day? Because we forget to remember, like I was talking about a minute ago, praise God, where we came from. Amen? As Brother Bill was talking a while ago, sometimes we get heated and high-minded, and we forget where we came from. We forget. Now listen to me. We forget the kind of person that we used to be. Amen? Say amen or oh me. We forget the kind of person that we used to be. Amen. And we get out here in the world and we deal with the public and we forget how hateful we used to be. Amen? Amen. You remember how you used to be? I hope you're not like that no more. Amen? Oh me. Yeah, when we were lost in our sin, see, when we got saved, something should have changed. Amen. Bible says we can't become a new creature, a new creation in Christ. That's when we submit ourselves to Him and He begins to change us. See, I believe there's a lot of people that's made a profession, but they've never submitted to Him and allowed Him to change them. Amen. That's why we have so much trouble with the trials and the tribulations in the world, praise God, is because we're really just still right there where we were. Amen? That's why we have so much trouble with a lot of people in the world because we're just like they are. Amen? But he says, hey, listen, he said, remember what you used to be. We have to remember what we used to be. How you used to act. You remember how you used to act, how you used to react when somebody done something you didn't like? Amen? I mean, you was ready to plow a fur in them about that quick. Huh? Hey, amen. Go back behind it and cover. I'm talking about. Amen? You remember what you used to say? Huh? And it didn't bother you a bit to hurt somebody's feelings. Amen. And the quicker, the harder you can hurt their feelings, the better off it was. Go ahead and get it done. Amen. The reason we have troubles with these trials and afflictions today, praise God, is because we're still there. Where are either that or we forget where God brought us from. See, we're living in a world, folks, that newsflash, and most people's lost. Most people we come contact with every day are lost on their way to a devil's hell. They don't have no hope. No hope at all. Amen? And we're trying to get along with them just like we do down the church house in the house of God. And we forget to remember how we used to be. Boy, now God plowed this in my soul this week. I know what I'm talking about. Amen? If we ain't very careful, we forget what we used to be. And we forget what they still are. Lost people. Amen. If we would remember where we used to be and where God brought us from, what He's making us to be, man, He'd give us a compassionate heart. Amen. It would change the way that we act and react and interact with the public. Amen. We'd see the whole world in a new light. Amen. But we're still living that old, what goes around comes around deal. Amen. Yeah, what goes around, comes around. But what you sow, that you reap. Huh? You sow to the wind, you reap a whirlwind. Huh? Yeah. See, that's where we're still at if we ain't very careful. Because we forget where God brought us from. Said, we're not that way no more. In order to give us a heart of compassion, a heart of love. Amen. He said, then you can rejoice. He said, but rejoice in as much as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings. When these people begin to rile upon you, when they begin to call you names, they begin to despitefully use you. Amen. Instead of getting mad and hateful the way you used to do. Amen. I said, the way you used to do. Amen. Instead of doing it like that, praise God, you ought to say, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm not like that no more. God, help them to see you in me. Amen. Help me to say something in love and kindness, praise God, that'll redirect their heart so that they'd be saved. Amen. Give me the strength, oh God, to glorify your name in the fiery trials of this world. Don't let me give in to the temptation to be like them. Amen. Are you better than them? No. You're just saved by grace. You've got a helper, praise God. They don't. Amen. Why? Because you're fully persuaded that there's something in you that makes you different what you used to be. And you give glory. He said, when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, He is evil spoken of. But on your part, He is glorified. Amen. He said, when they begin to bring a reproach, amen, you be reproached for the name of Christ. You ever have anybody spitefully use you because they know you're a Christian? You ever have somebody come up that you work with, you have to work with every day, and they'll cuss and use the Lord's name in vain on purpose because they know it hurts you, it breaks your heart. But you know what it is? They're lost. Amen. And what we ought to do is say, praise the Lord, as you may cuss His name, but I love the name of God. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to happen. And it's going to get worse. I don't know if you noticed or not, but before the last election, praise God, they was 50% of them said, let's just kick God out. Amen. It's going to get worse. It's not getting no better. Amen. It's getting worse. He said, but let none of your suffering suffer as a murderer or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Amen? He said, there's a change in you, And you ain't that kind of person no more. You don't do those things. But now listen to what he says. He says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen. We ought to thank God when we count it worthy to suffer. Remember what old Peter and them done? Remember what Peter, when they took them down there and they beat them? They beat them and then they set them free. And they went out, the Bible said he went out there rejoicing that they could take that beating, praise God, for Christ. That they could suffer for Christ, the cause of Christ. Amen. Listen, we don't have no persecution here. We're blessed, but praise God, it's coming. We need to be ready. He said, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So if judgment starts with us, you know, the Bible says that we're supposed to judge ourselves. Amen? God gives us opportunity to judge ourselves lest we be judged. He said, hey, listen, you can look at that first person in the mirror every day. You know how that person is. And you know what God says he's supposed to be. All we got to do is just fall in line with God. Amen. Judge ourselves so that we don't have to stand before God and be judged. But he said, what shall the end be to them that obey not the gospel? He said, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Amen. Now get this. He said, if the righteous scarcely be saved. Now he's saying there's some that's going to just barely get in by the skin of their teeth. Amen. Just barely going to scrape by. They're going to be standing before Christ with no rewards. They're going to stand there in shame because they've asked Christ for forgiveness for sin, come in heart, and prayed God done nothing for him. He said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? See, if we remember, praise God, if we've got full assurance of, praise God, of where God brought us from and where He's taking us to, praise God, we remember where He brought us from, praise God, we can help somebody along the way. We can become that new creature in Christ for Christ's days. He said, wherefore, and I'm done. He said, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Amen. A Creator. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. I'm fully persuaded, praise God. Hey, what He's saying, I'm fully persuaded, Brother X. I'm in God's hands. Amen. I'm His, praise God. And the Bible said that I'm put in His hand. Jesus covered me by the blood. The Holy Ghost comes through and whispers to my soul, and my soul is satisfied. Amen. Why? Because I'm fully persuaded who my God is. I'm fully persuaded. Though the trials will come, amen, I'm fully persuaded tonight in what my God's able to do. I'm fully persuaded what He wants to do for me and you. Every one of you tonight. Amen. There's not one here that Jesus didn't die for on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He died for you so that you could be set free, so that you could be saved, so that you could become that new creature in Christ, so that He could become the Savior of your soul. Amen. I want to say tonight, you can be fully persuaded of that if you'll just bow your head and ask Him to come to your heart. Forgive your sins and become your Lord and your Master, your Savior. Amen. He'll do that for you if you're fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded tonight? Amen. Do you have the persuasion of God to know that everything's okay in your soul? See, the main thing is to know that we're okay in our soul. To know that God Almighty is directing our path. Amen. And He will if we'll let Him. I shared this with a fellow last night. In Proverbs chapter 3, I got it wrote in my book. I wrote Bible, I wrote a long time ago. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Amen. That's what the Bible says God will do for me if we're fully persuaded. Amen. I've got that full persuasion tonight, like old brother Abraham did, and like old brother Paul did, and like old brother Peter did, and like old brother James did. I'm fully persuaded, amen, that God's got my best interest at heart. Amen. That God's going to take care of me, and I'm just going to follow Him, just like a little child, just like a little sheep will follow the shepherd.